So a guy asked me a very interesting question, a question while I was on live today. He said, "Prince, why are you not more popular or more famous or whatnot?" And I thought that was a very interesting question, which led me to this topic today, fame versus success. Because as a child, society either was directly or indirectly taught me, and it probably taught you, that fame was success. I grew up thinking that, hey, if you was on the radio, television, magazine, books, whatnot, you were famous, you was an athlete, celebrity, or whatever, you was automatically successful. But I soon learned that that's not true. So stay tuned for a very interesting episode as we digest fame versus success. So throughout life, I noticed that people would rather have fame than to actually have success. People would rather choose followers and subscribers and all other good stuff over sales. You know, people would rather have, notoriety versus real success. Notoriety over profitability. And I can honestly talk about this because it's a real topic, because I actually used to think that same way. And hopefully we can have a little dialogue on this podcast to talk about that and what changed me, and to kind of give a little thought process of what changed my mindset. So the first thing is, I thought fame was success just like everybody else. You have someone come to your school, or you meet somebody and, you know, you don't really know who they are, but guess what? They're on TV, they're in a magazine, they're on the radio, or they may have a book or whatever the case may be. And guess what? I thought, wow, hey, they were introduced to me as a successful person. So I automatically assumed that, they were successful because they were famous. They'd done famous things, right? But what really changed my mindset is I got older, and as I started to grow myself and I started to meet celebrities and get to know the celebrities, all that good stuff or whatnot, I started to realize that fame, you know, when famous people start to ask me for money, literally, like people I know that made millions of dollars, people that I grew up watching on television, some that got drafted, played in movies or whatnot, they would ask me for financial assistance. And I just couldn't fathom it. I'm like, what do you mean? You know, you're this or you're that, you're on TV, you're on the radio. What do you mean? You know, you're famous. You've done famous things. You know famous people. Famous people know you. Why would you need any type of financial assistance? And then when they broke it down to me, I soon started to realize that fame doesn't mean success. How often have we seen lottery winners win a bunch of money, then lose it all? How many stories have we heard of athletes that's gone broke? How many stories have we heard of movie stars and celebrities that have gone broke or whatnot, right? And then on the reverse side, I started to meet all type of CEOs of companies. I have very wealthy friends or people that I know or people that I associated with, people that's been on this podcast, have done very well for themselves, and they're practically unknown. Nobody know them. They can walk down the street, going to McDonald's and going to a Walmart and have no problem. Nobody will recognize them. But these famous people who had all this notoriety, they would have all this notoriety, but still have financial issues, and, you know, may not have money or whatnot. So what I started to realize, when I started to notice that, I said, man, you know what? Forget the fame. I want success. You know, where's the success at? Now, granted, people are like, well, Prince, you do radio and television, and, you know, I've heard you here, you're an author, things like that. But it's because it's a necessary evil. Having a little hiccup, so let me give a little swig of water. It's a necessary evil. If I put out a book, or if I have a product, I have a podcast, a show, or whatever, I have to get people to notice it, or to get people to even know it exists. And how do I have to do that? I have to go on social media and, you know, radio, television, and all those things like that, marketing, right? And so you have to get out there, and by you doing that, by you pushing your product and your name and things like that, it kind of makes you a celebrity and it builds fame to you. But the thing about it is, some of the deals I've been able to do, some of the people I've been able to speak to, that had I not had this podcast, had I not had this show, or had I not produced those books, I probably would have never even met them, and not alone meet them, being able to do some type of business or go into business together. So that's when I started to realize fame versus success. So it's a necessary evil. It's something that I need, but I necessarily don't chase, because I used to chase it. And the only reason why I chased it, not because I wanted to be noticed, is because I wanted to be successful, and I thought you had to be famous in order to be successful. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's not true, right? Now, the necessary evil with fame is you need it in order to get into certain doors, in order to have certain conversations, in order to be able to even be in certain places, right? You know, hey, guess what? You want to be an author? You want to write a book? Well, people have to know about your book. And if people know about your book, guess what? They want to know about you. And we live in a time now of social media. 20, 30 years ago, I remember when I used to buy music, or when we used to buy CDs, if the music sounded good and it had cool visuals, that was it. We were sold. I didn't care about the artists and to know where they was from and, you know what they ate and who was the wife and girlfriend and all the children. Nobody cared about that. Nobody wanted to follow your everyday move in life like that back then to be able to sell a product. But nowadays, people want to know you. They want to know, who is this guy or who is this girl, and what do they do, and what are the social media? Are they married? Are they single? Do they have children? What are their thoughts on the president? What are their thoughts on this, or what are their thoughts on that? So now you kind of thrust into, oh, well, I have to be known in order to have some type of success in some cases. Unless you got a cool network. If you grow up with a cool network and you know a couple people, then you can move around and not have people know you. So hope I didn't go on a rant on that, but that was the thing. Don't chase the fame, chase the success, because success will bring fame. Because people will say, Prince, I see all these people that you know, and you know, you're doing all this cool stuff, you know, why you should be more popular than XYZ. As long as the right people know you, that's all that matters. You know, I would take four quarters any day over 80 pennies. And I think you would do the same. What does that mean? Quality over quantity. You don't want to have everybody out there. I can name so many names right now that you probably never heard of, but you probably never know of. But I guarantee the person you look up to knows them. So I can name a guy that's in the music industry that you probably never heard of, right? But if you ask where to ask Jay-Z or Beyonce or whoever, they probably would know them. That's the person that I want to be in life. I don't want to be known by every single person. You don't need everybody to know. You just need the right people to know. You don't need a million followers. You just need the right 100. If you got the right 100, who needs anything else? Because I used to see people that they weren't really famous, but I wonder how they made so many cool moves. And the reason why they was able to make so many cool moves, because the right people knew them. Not everybody knew them, but the right people knew them. And that's what I subscribe to, is knowing the right people, not knowing every single person. So that's what I want to go into or whatnot. So fame doesn't mean success. Fame is cool. It brings your celebrity status. The only good thing about fame is that hopefully it can get you into rooms and get you behind doors to be able to do some successful things. That's the only thing. Hey, you're in the NFL. By you being in the NFL, that is cool. That is awesome. By you being in the NFL, now you can meet with certain people that probably would have never met with you, right? So that's the only cool thing that I noticed and saw about fame. So those are things you need to be cool with. Those are things you need to be mindful of. So keep those things in mind when you're out there. Don't be like me. Something that I thought years ago, but I soon changed. That, hey, you know, fame, fame, fame. The more fame you have, the more sales you create. The more sales you create, the more successful you are. No, because fame brings jealousy. Anytime you're making moves, you're pissing somebody off. Fame brings jealousy. And when it brings jealousy, it brings people to, you got to have lawyers around you all the time. You're constantly being sued. Everybody wants something from you, right? if you was driving in your car and Kobe Bryant hit you, then everybody would say, oh my God, I just got hit by Will Smith or Kobe Bryant. I'm going to play dead, right? But if you was to get hit by Troy Bader, you probably wouldn't think about it, right? But, you know, Troy Bader, he's the CEO of Dairy Queen. But his name is not as that big outside of that world. Now, the people that's in that world, yeah, they know who he is. But people inside of that world won't know who he is. So, and then on top of that, you don't want to be chasing around throughout your everyday life where you got to have security. You got to have, because now you got to have constant security on you 24/7. So you got to make enough money to be able to pay security, lawyers, because you're going to get sued left and right. And your lawyers are probably not going to be cheap. So your lawyers are overcharging and your accountants are stealing. That's usually how most celebrities go broke. Their lawyers are stealing from them, right? Their lawyers are overcharging. You know, they're charging frivolous charges. They figure you're a celebrity. They just send charges to the accountant, and the accountant pays them. And that's all good until you no longer are famous anymore. You're no longer in the NFL. Your jokes are not as funny. Your books and CDs or whatever you do is not selling, and your concerts are not selling as much. But guess what? Those lawyers are still overcharging, and those accountants are still shaving off the top. You keep that up, and guess what? You're going to be broke. So those are things you need to think of. Chase the success, forget the fame. And I read that in a couple books, but you know, it is thought of a good topic of today to do my podcast on was, man, screw the fame, get the success. Because when you're successful, the right people know you. Maybe not everybody knows you. Maybe your name is not as big and ring as many bells to the open public, but guess what? That's the way you want to be. I want to be able to walk into Walmart and nobody knows who I am. I want to be able to sit down and a Dairy Queen and have ice cream. Nobody knows who I am. Go out with my family and nobody knows who I am, but the right people. That's the way I would like to be. But fame is this necessary evil. You know, it's this love-hate relationship. You love it to the fact of that it promotes you. You got to market something. You got to market yourself or a product. And the only reason why you're marketing yourself or that product is to make yourself more successful. So that's the things I like to think of. And that's the way I like to look at life. Become more successful and to think of things. But anyway, that's going to be to this week's podcast. Forget the fame. Get the success. Use fame as you need it. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. Until the next podcast, cartoon, whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.